Okay, good evening. Let's start. Siman Shin Samach Vav. We started yesterday the Alochas of Din Erev Chatzeres, and we discussed both the reason why it is Gzeira and how we can still allow carrying that. So, the reason of the Gzeira is because, well, the point of the Gzeira is that if a person, if there's a Chatzer, courtyard, and in that courtyard is various houses, so, although it may be a Rosh Hashanah, nevertheless, one is not allowed to carry in that courtyard. Why? Chaim felt that it looks too similar to a public domain, and therefore they said, no, we've got to do something about this. Therefore, categorically, it is forbidden to carry in a chotzer in which there's houses, courtyard in which there's houses, it's forbidden to carry. However, Chaim said, you can make an Eruv, and thereby you're allowed to carry. How does an Eruv work? So we said an Eruv works by everybody chipping in a little bit towards food, and that food is placed in one of these houses, and by doing that it's a symbolic action to show that we're all together in the same area, and there's therefore no issue anymore of coming from the house to the chutz and vice versa. Okay, that's what we discussed yesterday in a nutshell. We're going to continue now with an exception. That's the following. See base page 458. Yoishvei Oyolim. What about people who dwell in tents? Are there still people living in tents nowadays?
Caravans.
Okay, caravans a bit different. Oisukois, that's the people live in caravans?
Yeah.
Yoishvei Oyolim Osukois. Oimach Neshikuva Mechitza. So this is tents or sukois. Or a machne, or a camp, shikifu mechitza, that is surrounded by mechitza. Ein metaltin me'oil oil, you may not carry from one tent to the other. Had shivu kulam, until they have all been, until you've actually physically made an eruv. So a caravan site, for instance, will be a good example for that. Or if you want to join the Bedouins, why not? You want to go to Bedouins for an extended summer holidays? You know, you want to go to the Bedouins? Well, not sure, because it might be the following. How about Shayor, if it's a caravans traveling, on a temporary, they're traveling. Shayor, it's traveling, they're traveling. Shekufu mechitza, en tzichin le'orev. So this is now a caravan who are going from one place to the next. As we know in the olden days, imagine this big assembly of camels going from one place to the other. There, this is called a shayorek. It's a called caravan, right?
Yes.
So lots of so now and they're stopping overnight here. So now is shayor shikufa mechitza. So they're all settling for night. They are settling down for the night, and they are establishing a mechitza around it. Perhaps they are scared of the wolves. So then, if they made the mechitz around it, ain't zich ne'er le'orev, you do not require an eruv in such an instance. Why? Lefishe kulam me'orovim, they're anyway me'orov, ve'noi samayalim, kvurim lehim. It's not, since it's only a temporary dwelling, and it's not an established, fixed kind of situation, therefore, there is no requirement to make an eruv. But, in the first case of the tents, the aloch is that business to mechitza. So a caravan site, gentlemen, caravan site, is that more comparable to the first or second case? First case is tents, or houses, even sukkos, like. Yeah, huts, which they made a mechitza around it. Case number one. In this case, no. In such a case, you must make an eruv. The second case is the caravan that is going from one place to the next, and overnight they are establishing some sort of dwelling settlement. Are you allowed to carry there? So I'm saying, in the second case, the Chum said, since it's temporary. The whole thing is only a temporary situation.
I can't tell why you don't need an eruv.
It's
You don't need an Erev Shulchan Aruch says because it's anyway Me'uruv. It's not an established situation. The Chomer never established the Issa there. You don't need an Erev. Yes, the halacha will probably be the same than the second case. This is temporary. You don't need an eruv there. The whole establishment is only very, very temporary. And therefore it's mutter. Let's see. It continues with the Ramah. It might be helpful. The Ramah continues on top of page Reish Lamed. Batim Shebesfina. In a boat. So in a boat you've got these compartments. What are they called? In a boat?
Cabins,
that's right. The cabins in a boat, they need the eruvs. Lately I've seen a lot of, have you noticed there's so much, people are going on cruises nowadays. Yeah? 5-star and with Hersh and all that, must be there's actually people going on cruises. There must be Yidden going on cruises. Yeah, okay. Well, maybe you have been, you're self-understood. Oh yeah, of course. You know. I've never actually seen anybody who, seems to be a business. Seems to be a recent thing, no?
Yeah.
Not recent? Oh, okay. Sorry.
One minute.
Let's just finish the halacha. Potim shebesfina, if you are going on such a cruise, yeah, from, you're doing the Pacific one, yeah? So you're going from the Pacific one, that's a 2 weeks one, yeah? So you are, and now you want to know if you can carry on Shabbos. From your cabin into the, onto the deck, or the lobby. Yeah, you want to go to the lobby. So you want to know if you can carry from your cabin to the lobby, which is public. So now, Shulchan Aruch says, I mean, I would have perhaps guessed differently, but Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, based on what we learned now, Tzrich an Eruv, it does need an Eruv. Havel Pishesh, Lesfin Mechitz, although there is Mechitz is there, but yes, you do need, of course, every cabin is self-contained, but you need an Eruv. Imagine it's a bit more basic, so that's not the cruise one, that's more the basic one. Everybody's sleeping together, there's no mechitzas there. No proper mechitzas between cabin to cabin. Also, the talp, the sphinag, abba amas, and then you can only carry the entire sphinag. There's no mechitzas there, so the whole thing is one big area. Then you can only carry that amas. It's basically like a calf, well, it's not a calf, but, pardon? Oh, so why is this, why does the boat need an Eruv? Why? Why are we saying, again, the Shulchan Aruch started off bringing two cases. Case number one was the permanent or perhaps semi-permanent dwellings, like in the tents and like the that kind of situation. There we do need an Eruv. It's sort of permanent. People are settling there, are there, the Bedouin, you know. So that's, you do need an Eruv. How the second case of Shulchan Aruch was the case of Sheol, the caravan. Here we're saying you don't need an Eruv. They're sleeping there for night, tomorrow they're gone. So there you don't need an Eruv. You do not, since it's only the short term, again, from the tent onto the public area, you do not need an Eruv until you can just carry. Now comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says the boat, you would have thought it's part of temporary perhaps. You would have thought it's temporary. No, we're learning now. No, it is not considered temporary. It's considered permanent, and you do need an Eruv like the former case, not like the latter. Then it will be, if it's, yes, absolutely, you're quite right, absolutely. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah points out. It means they've got new base. Lefisha, kulam perish, tekimon she'eno yisamon kvuen v'shem dir, they're not residential, they're not permanent. Rak derech arai. It's only there for very short term. Mamash, your point. It's precisely your point. Rak derech arai, b'shash ha'oim dim lofush ma'amidim alem. They're just there for resting purpose. They're there for a little bit, and they're establishing tents there for a day or two. Loi miki chiluk diras is not considered chiluk diras, it's not considered diras, dwellings at all. K'moshe kula moravim v'ayzachodam, it's basically one public settlement, and therefore you don't need an Eruv. I don't know. What do you think? They couldn't carry. So, yeah, but the mon, where was it? Outside the machne? I know it depends if you're tzaddik or not. Yeah. So you're saying that what? You're saying that, One second, but what is it because of Eichat Seres they weren't allowed to carry, or was it Hoitzah Mamash? I don't know why I think that it was Hoitzah. I don't know why though. There were Mechitzes, but I still believe there was no Mechitzes. It's a machlokes as she toisfus if the encamp area was in the beginning of Shabbos, with the Daftalet, Tafhei, Tafov, to begin the area of the camp, if that was considered, Heshesh Yochid or not. So, Akuponim, the 70 days, the whole that carrying from the area that into the tent was a Hotzah. Pistame was a Hotzah. Mustam was a Hotzah. What do you think? Taking the man was a Hotzah? Why did the man not come on Shabbos? Because you have to pick it up on Friday, right? The double, obviously. So, question is, why not to carry it? Why not to take on Shabbos the mon? For the Rosha? Because he had to schlep him out. We cared for him. It could be. Yeah, we'll speak more about that, but yeah.
Couldn't you have a hotel? It's also temporary.
No, it's not. It's not temporary because the place, the venue, the actual building is very much permanent. And not only that permanent, but they don't make any changes there for many years.
You could argue it's semi-permanent as well.
Who?
A boat.
Oh, so perhaps. So the boat is a question. Rabbi, say, how do you look at the boat? The boat is permanent. Although the people going in and out there are changing, interchanging all the time. Nevertheless, it's considered permanent. The actual established, yeah, that must be pshat. Okay, we are ready to move on. Siv Gimel. The boat, by the way, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudzayin tells us, also the Talmud is Finna, the boat is a Karmelis. If you ever wondered why, yeah, the boat is considered a Karmelis.
If you're on a boat on Shabbos, and it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the whole boat, going after the Shabbos, going after the whole
Shabbos. Yeah, we generally do say it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Tent Fochim Mechitzes. It's a really good question. So, Mishnah Berurah must be talking, it's a really good question. Yeah, I don't know the answer. We've definitely learned that the woman Yoshit Yochit. Maybe it's talking about a particularly big boat over here. Ah, yeah, that's good. That's pshat, yeah. So the Oilam Taka, a boat is Yoshit Yochit. But in terms of carrying from the cabins out, we're looking at it as a Karmelis. Yeah, that's what you're saying? Mishmur says Karmelis. Looks if cotton you zain. No, the question is good. The question is very good. Sev Gimel, Habayis Shemenichim Ba'eruv. Now, we're discussing now, we're going into a little bit more details with regards to the actual way of doing this Eruv. So, we're doing the Eruv now, and what we're doing, so how does the Eruv work? Okay, I want to be able to carry in the hospital, in the hotel. I want to be able to carry in the boat, in my cruise, whilst I'm just going past the Pacific, the Iceland, on the Canadian North. It's a very beautiful area there, near the North Pole. You have been on the cruise. So you want to just carry out on that boat in the hospital, in the hotel. You want to carry from your room onto the more public domain. Now, what do you do? So we learned that everybody has to give a bit of something. And then we put it in one of the rooms. And if everybody gives in, so you've got a cabin, I've got a cabin. So we'll chip into something. That bread now, we bring it to your room, say, or we bring it to your room, or whatever room, that we all have to carry. We made an Eruv Chatzeres. Absolutely. Okay, we'll talk about going. We'll talk about going still. It's a whole discussion later on. We're assuming that's a kosher cruise, all Jews only. So now, the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us the following aloch. Habayis Shemeniach Bo Eruv, the place, the room, the cabin, the room, Shemenichim Bo Eruv, that we place the Eruv in, Ein Tzorich Litin Pas. Now, that room, let's say we put it in a new room. We're going to put the Eruv in a new room. Let's say we're going to put it in your room. You do not have to give anything towards it. You don't have to give anything towards it because it's in your room. So Habayis Shemenichim Bo Eruv, whoever is actually the one hosting the Eruv, he doesn't need to give anything towards it. Ein Tzorich Litin Pas, he does not need to give any bread towards it. Ve'ein Tzorich Shia Bo Eruv Shavaputa, additionally, he does not need the Shavaputa, which is really important. For instance, if you're making an Eruv for a whole city, imagine Edra Eruv. It's a shit of mavos, but let's just for 1 minute just to think about it. Imagine what are we using for the Eruv in Edra? What are we using? What we also do an Eruv Chatzeres like this. Shit of mavos, but we also do an Eruv. So What do we use? What food do we use? Matzahs. What do we use? Have you seen it in the Adas? Yeah, I think they put it on. What is it? A box of matzahs, right? Have you seen it in the Adas, box of matzahs? Have you seen it in the Adas, box of matzahs? That is the Eruv for the whole Edre Eruv. Now, I want to ask you, how many Yidden are in Edre, within the Edre Eruv area? Approximately.
20.
Yidden?
Yeah.
Well, that's pushing it. Okay, we're talking about thousands, right? Bli ein hora. Okay, so let's say, okay, now, how much is a box of matzahs? Even the kosher of Pesach ones? £5. So anybody with a calculator, £5 divided by 4,000, yeah? So you're going to get to a figure which is clearly less than a shava puta, according to whichever opinion you go with. So, the question is, we know that if something doesn't have a shava puta, if the halacha is that everybody, you, everybody, have to give a shava puta, have to give something towards the Eruv, so we are stuck, because it's not a shava puta. If you haven't given anything, anything less than shava puta is not considered kesef. It's not considered any giving. You're not, what's your part in the Edra Eruv? You haven't given a penny towards it. You haven't given a penny towards it. Even if you donate it, and even if you give it a direct debit, ultimately, you don't have any schus in it. You haven't given a shavaputa. So, is that a problem or not? So, halacha is, Baruch Hashem for that, ve'en tzorich she'be'eruv shavaputa. You do not need to have a shavaputa towards it. You do not need a shavaputa. You don't need to have any monetary part in it. You must have given something, but it doesn't have to be a shavaputa. That's also critical, that the Eruv can only be placed in a place which is in a dwelling place. So do not put it in an area, which is public, but only in a private, in a very private.
How can you have it in the dust?
Because, very good question, because as I mentioned earlier, what we do the Edge of Eruv is not really Eruv Chatzeres, that is considered Shittuf Mavos, which is a little bit different, and we will talk about that in later Simon, and Shittuf Mavos should be placed in a shul. And even having said that, we'll see later that the Ramo is going to speak about it very shortly. We might not be able to touch on it now, but tomorrow for sure. Pei Dar Hashem, so we'll touch on it.
Well, also just a quick question. Somebody said it with Erev Tav Shilin, Erev
Tav Shilin, yeah.
If you forgot to do it, you can rely on a shul having done it or somebody else having done it.
We'll talk about that. You're right. We'll talk about it. You can. Yeah. We'll have to wait for the Ramah for that. The Ramah will be at the end of the Sif. We'll touch on the Ramah brings this minig, so we'll get to that. So we're learning the Emanich is a bechotzer bevay sheroy ledira. Would you call it a rabbi sheroy ledira? Is a base knesses roy ledira? It is. You say that it is physically possible to dwell there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mishnah Berurah have got new tests. Ein tzorich shavaputa. Yudches, excuse me. Ein tzorich litin pas. You do not need to give bread if you are the one hosting the Eruv. Has anybody actually done an Eruv Chatzeres? Anybody have done an Eruv Chatzeres? If you've got back gardens, if you've got a neighboring back. If you've got back garden with a neighboring yid, can I just give you an example? If you've got a back garden and you've got kids playing ball or whatever, and you've got a neighbor which is also yid, you're allowed to take the ball. If the ball flew over, you're allowed to bring from one back garden to the next. To both private domains. You cannot. Why not? That's right. That's it. From one chotzer to the next chotzer, you're not allowed to. So if you do an Eruv Chatzeres, you can. You can do an Eruv Chatzeres, that will work beautifully. So you can make an Eruv Chatzeres, and therefore you'll be able to carry for one, but without it, you can't. Yeah. Depends how high the fence is, and if we need a Pesach, yes. So, now, the Shaila is, okay, so now we're learning that this, if you're making Eruv Chatzeres, you're going to do it on box of matzahs, Where are you going to put it? So we're learning now you need to put it in a private area. You can't put it in the chotzer. Don't keep it in it. Outside, you have to put it into the house. And we're learning now that, but if you're the one hosting it, you don't have to have given towards it. It can be just the neighbors. And so, Echshav put, Mishnah Berurah, Tzivkot Mites is really, 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 really important. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is to exclude. This is against the opinion in the Gemara which holds. There's a machlokes in the Gemara. Why and how? What's the dynamics? What's the technicalities of an eruv? Is it a kinyan that you're doing or not? So one opinion in the Gemara holds that an eruv is actually a kinyan. Well, now we're learning that actually no, we don't pass that. An eruv is not a halachic acquisition. There's no monetary acquisition here. Therefore, shebara bais makne loem. If we would hold that an Eruv Chatzeros is a Kenyan, then obviously it would have to be a Shava. It would have to be a Shava Puta. But because it's, otherwise you don't have a Kenyan. But now that we're learning that no, Eruv Chatzeros has nothing, it's not a Kenyan, it's not a monetary acquisition. And it's not a monetary matter. So therefore, Kamash Malon, the Lamishum Kenyanu, El Shituf Dira Ba'alma, it's a Shituf Dira Ba'alma. And you can just do a transaction without any monetary value. If you don't have a Shavuot, it doesn't matter at all. Mizatam, Kam Tzarchlit and Dafka Pass, you must do the Eruv Chatzeros specifically with bread. Don't give your plate or your spoon or your broken chair. That won't work for Eruv Chatzeros, it must be dafka bread. Anything which is not food matter will not work. Because people are always living where there is food. And therefore you can only merge, you can only make an Eruv if it's a food matter and not if it is a non-food matter. Okay. So that's what's going to work. Otherwise not. Therefore, what is not considered a base dira? We're going to finish off with that. La fuke beis sha. You may not make a dira if it is, you may not make an Eruv Chatzeros and place it in the, you may not place the Eruv Chatzeros if it's a beis sha, an achsadra or a mir peses. What are those three things? The achsadra is a corridor. The beis sha, the beis sha is a corridor. The achsadra is a, what's achsadra? Achsadra is a place that doesn't have a roof. You can't sleep there. It doesn't have a roof. And if your peses is like a balcony that is a bit higher up, Mishnah Berurah says, and if you've got your peses, mokum gevurah b'chotzer b'madreges oilim b'em l'aliyas. You go up the steps and thereby going into the flat. So that's considered that it's roofless and it's like a balcony kind of situation. There you can't sleep there, and therefore it's not considered mokum dira. Therefore you can't make an Eruv Chatzeros there. You can't keep the Eruv Chatzeros there. For zeh mokum gevurah mukav v'vinyan dvarim bo. The higher place, if it's an enclosed dwelling, flat, obviously you can make an Eruv Chatzeros there, but otherwise not. Okay. That's it for tonight, Rabbi Yosef. Just to summarize what we learned. We learned that, we're differentiating. Yosh ve'oilim and sukkos, if it's people living in tents, then you, or in a camp, they make an eruv. They have to make an eruv to carry. Travelers in a caravan, temporary, will not make an eruv. They don't need to make an eruv. We spoke about the boat, which needs an eruv. The rest of the boat is considered a kamelis. We learned that the place that you make an eruv, the actual place, that people dwelling in that particular place, they do not need to give bread towards it. Hosting is sufficient. We learned that you don't need a Shavu Puta. The reason being that that it's not a Kenyan at all. It's just it's not monetary acquisition at all. It's just a Shituf Bir Ba'alma. We learned that you can only place the Eruv in a Mokum Dira, such as a place that you actually live, and not in a corridor, in a roofless place, or a landing. Any of those places, we're not a good place to keep the Eruv. More to follow on this tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem, Yisparach Shemoy. Good evening.